It's Doug. This is a dating. The date of consultation is 4/23/26. Patient's name is Semariva Friedman. Semariva is S-E-M-A-R-E-V-A. S as in Sam. S-E-M-A. M as in Mary. R-E-V-A. Semariva Friedman. F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N. Friedman. Semariva Friedman. Date of birth 2/2/39. Date of visit 4/23/26. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Semariva Friedman for evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is history of recurrent bronchitis. And history for COVID-19 infection. Next paragraph is for the us. This is a 80. It is 7-year-old female who has had a history of recurrent pulmonary infections, has been treated with antibiotics on more than 4 occasions over the past 6 months. Most recently, she took a Z-Pak for relief of her bronchitis, but her cough has persisted. Period. She denies any chest pain, some aphthesis, fevers, or chills. Period. The patient. Treated for COVID-19 infection in March of 26. She does have a history of smoking for over 30 years. And it also has been treated for obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of recurrent bronchitis and the past history for placement of a nerve stimulator for essential tremors. She also had a pancreatic cyst operated and has had a left breast lumpectomy for cancer of the breast. And has had pneumonia in 1995. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 35 years and then quit. Alcohol use, none. Next paragraph. Family history. both parents died of heart disease. Next paragraph, review of symptoms. The patient has had weight loss and fatigue, no double vision or cataracts, no. She does have vertigo and no sore throat. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has abdominal pains and heartburn. She has shortness of breath and cough. And has had reflux symptoms and leg swelling. There's no anxiety or depression. And she does have easy bruising. She has joint pains and stiffness. Then I see seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and does have skin rash, but no itching. Next, med list. Amiprazole, 40 milligrams daily. And Montelukast, 10 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Mirbetric, 25 milligrams daily. Aldactone, 25 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white females with no acute distress. She has pallor, no cyanosis, ictus, edema, no lymphadenopathy, blood pressure 128/70, heart rate is 66, this patient's 20. Temperature 97.2, weight is 185, saturation 97. HE and non-sonic, pupils react unequal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, has no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trach, midline. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered visas toward both lung fields. Arts and from regulars on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will 1+ edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1+ with nerve growth, small rupture, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions, nerve. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Chronic bronchitis with the recurrent exacerbation. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And number 5 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan patient. Has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She was advised to continue with CPAP nightly and get a copy of a sleep test report and a follow-up. A copy of her recent labs will be requested and a follow-up arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Please add in the final diagnosis, obstructive sleep apnea. A follow-up will be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O-O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Erica O'Donnell.